Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
High demand, a stagnant supply and level 5 restrictions have forced the residential property market into a precarious position. A number of recent reports examining the market show prices continuing to increase, which has led people to wonder whether it's a good time to buy at all. And some, such as economist David McWilliams, have even suggested buyers should go on strike and not buy houses for a year or even 2 years. Well, to discuss this, I'm joined in the studio by the author of How to Be Good with Money, Owen McGee, and on the line by Michael Dowling from Dowling Financial. Good morning to you both. Thank you for being with us this morning to discuss this. Michael, I'll start with you because that David McWilliams idea that buyers should go on strike for a year or two because the housing market has just hit peak dysfunction. Do you think there's some sense in that?
I do, Claire. We're in a situation where the supply of property for sale is down 30%. And if you put it in context, in January 2012, we had 51,400 second-hand houses for sale in the country. That fell in January 2017 to 22,100 properties. And in January this year, it's down as low as 15,500 second-hand properties for sale. So the problem we've got at the moment is we've a lot of people out there either loan approved, ready to buy, or they've got cash. There's some element of cash buyers out there at the moment. But the problem is they're all chasing the same few properties that are available.
Which is why houses are going sale agreed after a couple of days or maybe a week or two.
Well, you've that, and then the problem is compounded by the fact that there are no viewings allowed of properties at the moment either. So what's happening is that people are viewing property virtually, and they haven't actually physically been into property itself, and they're bidding against other bidders basically virtually by being put under pressure from estate agents that, look, there's a bid of X, it's gone up to Y, and it's like an auction rather than a private treaty sale because of the lack of supply in the property sector out there.
So you think maybe standing back from this, if you're a potential buyer, might be a good idea?
I do. I mean, look at the house prices are rising. Prices in Dublin have risen by, if you compound the quarterly increases, we're looking at potentially a 5% increase in house prices.
Okay.
On the ground, when you see individual properties, that prices are going up.
Okay, well, let's bring in Owen McGee on this now. Owen, you are firmly against this idea, are you, that people should stand back from the market?
There's absolutely no question there's an issue with supply of property on the market at the moment. Like, there's no question. Like, we can see it, it's happening. But this doesn't fix anything. Like, the reality is that buyers holding off and not buying doesn't mean that more supply is going to become available. In fact, it means less supply, particularly if you do it for a long period of time. If you do it for 2 years, for example, or at some stage it was suggested maybe even 3 years, that means there's 60,000 people every year come of property buying age. There's 60,000 people 30 years of age, 31 years of age or whatever. So there's 60,000 new people coming onto the market every year looking for it. So in 3 years' time, there's an extra 180,000 people. And the background then, what we need is new housing. We need new houses built. And
but
they
there
won't
is,
be
there
built.
There is a weird dysfunctional thing happening at the moment where supply stopped because building work had stopped. So supply is going to come on track. So if it might just be sensible to say, you know what, I'm not going to touch that for a year or two until more houses become available and I can see the house and walk around it and touch things rather than bid against people online.
But I don't think you need to wait a year or two. And one of my big concerns here is there are people who come to me on social media and say, I've heard this buyer's boycott thing. I'm sale agreed. It's the house of my dreams. Should I hold off for a year or two? That person has the mortgage set up. They have someone who's willing to sell them a house. They've put their deposit down. They've done their... They're ready to go. And they're talking about holding off now for another 2 years just because of this discussion that's going on. And they're worried that they're going to... The reality is, in 25... If you're buying a home, not a house, not an investment, if you're buying a home, in 25 years' time, you're not going to be sitting at the kitchen table saying, I wish I'd waited 6 months.
But you know, it's important, isn't it, Michael, for people to know that if you are sale agreed, up until the last minute, you can walk away if you want, can't you?
You can, but look, I would agree with Owen that if you're at sale agreed stage, contracts are exchanged and you're ready to complete, I wouldn't in any way advise anybody not to complete the transaction at this stage because you've gone through that process. It's more people who are loan approved and who are out there looking to buy I think the sensible thing to do is wait. Wait till there's more second-hand stock available. Wait till there's more new home stock available. And all of those will have the impact of reducing prices in terms of what the way they're rising at the moment. But increased supply of new and second-hand homes will calm the market down. Like, the reality is there's panic out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's panic because there isn't enough supply. Let me just give you an example of a client of mine who got the good news yesterday that she was loan approved. And she can buy a property up to 400,000, which is a significant amount of money by any standard. And her response to me was, Michael, thank you for the loan approval. Can you just get me a house now, please? The market is manic.
Yeah, and you're shaking your head there to all this.
But sorry, there's no guarantee that nobody has a clue what's going to happen to house prices in the short term. Like, if you sit down with, even David McWilliams has said it, Ronan Lyons has said it from daft.ie, from Trinity College, has said, if you sat down with them last February and said, this is what's going to happen in the world, we're going to have a global pandemic, X amount of people are going to be out of work, this is exactly what's going to happen, what do you think is going to happen to house prices? They have both on the record saying they would have told you house prices were going to fall. They didn't fall. They went up by 8%, I think is the most recent figure that we have over the last 12 months. So there's no guarantee that this buyer's boycott or holding off till more supply is going to drive house prices down. There's a glut of people who are waiting on the supply. The problem here isn't that there's too many. The problem here is there's too many buyers and not enough supply. We need to fix the supply. That's how this problem gets fixed.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get fixed.
But in the meantime, the people who are buying now get caught because they're fighting over a small pool of properties and the prices are ticking up.
But the same rules apply in this market as apply in any market. If you found the house that's your forever home, right? And I don't really care about the investor in this situation. They can make up their own mind. But if you find the house that's forever home, that you've got mortgage approval on, that you can afford to buy, and it's the right home for you, well, then go for it. And I believe the market finds it. Like, we have to believe our economists. Our economists tell us that the price of a house is what anyone's willing to pay for it on any given day. That's how much it's worth today. So the market itself will drive the house price up or drive the house price down. And yes, there's such a difficult situation right now, but we need to fix this thing of being able to view properties. And there is issues being created by properties going sale agreed and then coming off the market again because someone walks in and realises there was an issue.
Lots of listener engagement on this one, unsurprisingly. Michael, this listener says a buyer strike will result in rents being driven further up. That's a realistic prospect.
It is. And let me preface any comment I make. I'm not suggesting a buyer strike. All I'm suggesting is people just think about what's happening out there at the moment and why are they buying in a market where there's limited supply. If they wait 6 or 12 months, the supply will increase and the frothiness that's out there in property prices will calm down. The problem is properties are being put on the market at a guide price of 300,000 and they're selling at 340, 350, 360 because you have 10 people chasing that same property. When two or three more properties at the same price level become available in 6 or 12 months' time, there's no 340s or 350s.
Yeah, so you'll get that house at 300
or 310.
You get that house for 300 and 310. Are you saying to people, Owen, you've found your dream house, don't worry about paying the extra 30 or 40 grand for it now?
I'm saying if you have found the home that's your home and you're happy to stay in it, in 25 years, you're not going to be looking back.
I can't believe this is Owen McGee telling me to spend 30 or 40 grand extra when you're telling me every other week to save 10.
Because you know what my problem is? I haven't got a clue. Unlike Michael, who was saying there that house prices are going to come down with more supply, I haven't a clue what's going to happen to house prices in the next 6 or 12 months. I have no idea. And actually, if you really put anyone to the pin of their collar in terms of economists or anybody, they'll tell you the exact same thing. We know what's going to happen over 10 and 15 and 20 years.
So this listener says, we bought 14 years ago and then the market crashed 6 months later. Believe me, I still wish we had waited.
But that's a wonderful hindsight.
Claire, could I also say as well, last Sunday a program came back on the air called Reeling in the Years in 2010. If people saw, and I was there, you were there, I'm sure Owen was there as well, we saw what happened. You know, and to encourage people to pay more than what they should be paying if they calm down and relax for 6 or 12 months. Like, I'm not suggesting negative equity will arise, but if prices keep going up at the rates they're at, like, it's not sustainable,
Michael,
and it's not right.
Michael, who's going to ring the bell for them? Are you going to come back on here in 6 months' time and say now is the time to do it?
Well, in the context, when more supply comes on the market, that will help. More second-hand supply.
But,
and we know more second-hand supply will come on the market because one of the main constraints is the fact that say, for a lot of elderly people, they don't want to sell their house at the moment because they don't want strangers walking around their home.
The other point, Michael, is that the central bank won't let people do what we did back when in the crash. You know, you're only allowed to borrow so much. So you're not going to go way beyond what you can afford. Well, you'd hope, unless you're getting a big injection of cash from somewhere else.
Yeah, I know, I'd agree. Look, I'm a mortgage broker on a day-to-day basis. The whole lending environment is completely different. But because you got a mortgage to buy a house at 400,000 and you can afford the mortgage, that doesn't mean the property may not go into negative equity.
But hold on a second.
In the context of the price you pay for it.
Michael, but hold on a second, right? What you're saying is if people wait 6 or 12 months, the house might go down. And what Claire, you're saying to me as well, the house might go down by 30 or 40,000 in 6 months' time. It might. And I'm telling you, I haven't got a clue, but it might go up by 30 or 40,000. And where are you left then? Then your texter who said, I'm looking back and I wish I had waited 6 months. If you wait 6 months and it goes up, there's nobody is going to help you out to get another 80,000 euros from where you were, where you think it's supposed to go back down to. The central bank rules mean that we're not borrowing 7 and 8 and 10 times our salaries. We're borrowing 3.5 times, 4.5 times on an exception. That's all we're doing. And therefore, the price of the house will be what people are able to afford to pay for it. Mm-hmm. And the market right now, it is an unusual market. I'm not questioning that. I do believe there's a problem. But ultimately, we need to be building 35,000 houses a year. 20,000 is roughly the number for last year. At the height of 2007 times, we were building 78,000 houses in a year. Why can't we go back to that again and get the supply back up again?
This listener says, I was given advice 12 years ago when we bought, there's never a good time to buy a house. You get approval, you buy. Michael.
Yeah, again, as I say, I'm not going to stop anyone buying a property if a zone says like it's their dream home and it fits, you know, the criteria they're looking for. All I'm saying is for others who haven't found a home yet, maybe it's time just to relax, to let the supply of second-hand properties improve, which we know it will, and we know new properties, the supply will improve because builders, thankfully, are back on site since last Monday. That's all I'm saying to people who feel panicked at the moment, because the only people benefiting from that panic out there at the moment are sellers and auctioneers.
Yeah,
they're the only people.
This person has saying they've been outbid for every house. The houses are going at least 10% above the asking price every time. I want to start a family. I will not get the same level of AIP if I have a child. To wait 1-2 years to start a family is gutting. This is the same for so many people. It's not just about buying a house. It's starting a family. So the mortgage offer won't be the same if they have a child and they want to just get on and buy.
Yeah,
but they know that the problem exists, that there is inflation in the market.
Yeah, and the best time to buy a house is when you have the money and it's all lined up. The best time to sell a house is when you have to sell it or when your life changes, and you just have to hope there's a long time in between. And that's what dilutes the risk of all this. Like, the house price between now and 25 years from now, I know we keep coming back to that, but the house price between now and then doesn't actually matter to you unless you're selling your house between now and next 25 years.
What do you say to that person, Michael, who is mortgage approved now, knows that the house prices are more than they should be, but knows that their circumstances are about to change?
Again, I would concur with the person wants to do, which is to buy now, because yes, look, they are right. If they want to start a family, that can impact on their borrowing capacity. So again, as I say, I'm not saying to people, if they've found a house and they're loan approved or they have sufficient funds to complete the purchase, I'm not saying don't proceed. I'm just saying to everyone else who's competing to buy that same house couple, just be careful. Just wait. Let the supply improve.
But Michael, what you're telling me, or what I'm hearing from what you're saying there is that you're telling people who can't afford to buy a house right now not to buy a house right now. That's not the market does.
It's not that they can't afford. They're being outbid all the time because of the shortage of supply and there's 10 people chasing the same property.
So the benchmark that
property gets today, that sets the mark for a house next door that goes up for sale next week and the price goes up again because there's 9 people who didn't buy
We have to leave there. Sorry, Michael, to cut across to you. We might come back to you both in 6 months when we see where the house prices are. It all comes back to supply, though. You know, we're having these arguments and discussions and people are fraught trying to make decisions. It all comes back to supply. Let's take a break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.